The United Nations says there will be 2.5 billion more people on the planet by 2050. Each will likely create more carbon emissions, and scientists say those emissions could reach a dangerous tipping point by mid-century. To avoid a disaster, one man is proposing a radical idea. As NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, he aims to convince people to have fewer children.
Travis Reeder is not a climate scientist. He's a philosopher with the Berman Institute of Bioethics at Johns Hopkins, and his arguments are moral. When we meet, he's in a tweedy jacket and sneakers, speaking to several dozen students at James Madison University.
How old are you going to be in 2036? Are you thinking about having kids? How old are your kids going to be in 2036?
Dangerous climate change will be happening by then, he says, and the world's poorest nations will suffer most. Even though rich countries like the U.S. create far more carbon emissions per capita.
So here's what's happening when I have a kid. I'm creating a being who's doing the much greater proportion of the contribution to the harm, and she's not going to suffer for it. The other kid is. And that seems unfair.
What about that big climate deal in Paris? Reeder tells students it doesn't cut emissions nearly enough to avoid a catastrophic tipping point. But this might. He cites a study that finds reducing global fertility by just half a child per woman could have a huge impact if it happens soon.
Thank you all for your attention.
It was kind of terrifying.
Student Garrett Wilson says before this, he never would have connected climate and kids. Valerie Smith has thought about that. She's even argued with her mom over it.
We always have people asking, well, why wouldn't you have kids? And I think it's a great point that he makes saying, well, no, like, you don't have to explain yourself. The people who are choosing to have children, like, maybe they're the ones that need to explain their reasons.
The people choosing to have children? That's right. It includes Reeder. At home in Maryland, his 2-year-old daughter, Sinem, stands at the knee of his wife, Sadia.
I have been one of those women who actually craved to have a baby, to go through pregnancy and everything. That mattered to me a lot.
In fact, Sadia wanted a big family. So Reeder caved, sort of. He decided you can't deny someone the hardwired human fulfillment of creating a child. But he also convinced Sadia that the moral bar for a second one is higher. They are one and done.
When I write online, I get some nasty comments, and a lot of the things that people say is, well, he obviously doesn't have any children, the way he talks about it. So look, I think it's important that I exactly know the value. She's the most amazing thing we've ever done with our lives.
So how do you convince millions of people around the world to forego that? Reeder has a plan. Along with colleagues at Georgetown University, Colin Hickey and Jake Earle, for poor nations, they propose paying women to refill their birth control and something with proven success. Soap operas, like this Indian one, with plot lines on family planning. For richer nations, Reeder says the U.S. and others should do away with tax credits for new parents and actually impose penalties, like a carbon tax on kids. And he knows that sounds crazy.
But children, in a cold way of looking at it, are an externality. We as parents, we as family members, we get the good, and the world, the community, pays the cost.
What that will actually translate into is it becoming much easier for wealthy people to have children than for other people to have children.
Rebecca Kukla is a bioethicist at Georgetown University. She also worries that poor and minority women who have more children would be stigmatized. Of course, Travis Reeder does not expect the U.S. or other countries to embrace his ideas. He'd be happy to simply change people's assumptions about having kids. But still, compared to so many ideas for addressing climate change, he says this would be easy.
It's not a feat of geoengineering or econo-engineering. We know exactly how to make fewer babies.
And he says it's something people can start doing today. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.